Hello everyone and welcome. This is episode 90 of the Veg Grab podcast titled Leaf Mould. Today's date is the 14th of November 2016. And I can't believe it's the middle of November already. Things are cracking on, things are moving along. Soon be the end of the year. But anyway, less than that. Anyway, so coming up today, I've got a few updates on the home plot and the allotment. And I'm going to talk a bit about leaf mould. And the benefits of that. My reason for that will become obvious as we go through today's show. And then following that, I've got a few updates on the website and various things that I want to discuss with you and things I can do with some people's help on and stuff. So anyway, I'm going to start at home again because I tend to work at home on Saturdays, so I'll do work at home on Saturdays. So it seems to make sense to talk about it first. And I've basically Saturday, with it being absolutely miserable weather, I decided to set up some of the extra water butts that I've got, and pump water into them from the water butts that are attached to downpipes, and just make the most of it. Make more room in the ones with the downpipes, and fill up some of the others. Now I had one little space saver water butt on the newer shed, and I've had another one that I used last year next to it. It wasn't the best water butt, it's a bit leaking, what have you, but I've just transferred water from one to the other in that. I'll then put up one of my collapsible water butts in the veg plot area towards the fence where it gets no sunlight and doesn't really grow, and then I've pumped water from the potting shed water butt onto that. And then I've set up a bigger water butt down at the bottom of the garden, which I've potted, pumped water from our little summer house type thing into there. Just making the most of the water that falls. I'm expecting a bit more rain over the next few days, so hopefully I'll get some more set up and what have you. I then decided to build a leaf mould bin. I've put that next to the water butt in the veg plot area. More on that as I go through it, but I've swept up some of the leaves from a sycamore I have in this garden and filled that in, and that's pretty good. If you look at today's featured image, you'll see a picture of it. And my plan, as I've said in this week's video that will come out later this week, I'm going to pot some wood and put a pot or something, perhaps a pumpkin or something, just to trail across and make a bit of use out of the space that I do have there. But I'm going to discuss water leaf mould a bit later on. In the greenhouse, I built a board around the path just using some old decking planks I had lying around, and that is just to keep the soil in the growing area and off the path, and just make it look a bit tidier and neater, really. A bit more, I want to say professional looking, but just a bit more tidier, I guess. I think it goes a long way, as people seem to appreciate things looking tidy for some weird reason. Then on Sunday, after I've been to the allotment, I'm going to talk about the allotment in a minute, but I just, as the weather was a bit better, I cleared away all the dead plants or the dying plants and just tidied up the veg plot a bit. That was things like the pumpkin plant are gone, and the tomatoes and what have you. I've just dug those up, left compost on the soil, and I'm going to let the chickens, and in fact they did, they dug over it and scratch around and remove it and do what they do. I've then placed quite a few of my pot plants just in the veg plot area. And the idea is to use the chickens to peck away at all the weeds at the bottom of these so I don't have to. Just making things a bit easier for myself. Okay, so get my notes, sorry. Make notes as always. The allotment. Went to the allotment on Sunday morning. Unfortunately I forgot to take any drinking water with me, so I couldn't have a cuppa while I was there. But I weeded and hoed around all the beds, doing what I could. The brassica bed, actually, I took one of the netting off that, because the Brussels sprouts are reaching the top of that netting, and I think it was going to stun it. So I cleared that away, but I noticed there were some little white bugs, and the top looked a bit brown on one particular plant. But I gave it a good... I don't know what it was. If anybody has any ideas, let me know. But I've cleared it away and sprayed it with water, and it seemed to remove the bugs or whatever they were. I also noticed there's a few little Brussels sprouts on the stalk of it, and they may well be ready, or if not, they're certainly going to be ready soon. I then went to the shallot bed and dug that over again, trying to get more and more of this damn couch grass roots out, which there wasn't that much this time, so I think I'm on top of it. But as I'm going to be wanting to plant shallots next weekend, I've covered it in cardboard and then popped manure on top. I didn't quite get enough manure, so I'm going to have to go get some more. But it's certainly getting there. I've then went on to what is going to be the root bed next year and started digging it over to try and, again, get rid of these couch grass. I've got a bit of time on that one, so it's not too bad or too much of a rush. It needs to be done by January, of course, but I can do a bit each week. I want to get rid of all of these couch grasses. That's all I want to do. After that, I then went and staked a cherry tree. I've had a stake, quite a tall one, in a van for a while. The cherry tree is starting to flop over at the top. So I've put a stake in the ground. I've got to attach it properly and make sure it's tough. Okay, so that's the updates with the plots. So I've done a bit of research into leaf mould, as that has been the project of this week, really. So I'll start with, what is leaf mould? Basically, my research has found that basically leaf mould is the product of slow composting of judicious trees and shrubs, primarily by fungal breakdown. You know, when you go into a wooded area and the floor is always covered in these rotting leaves and it's a real nice black stuff, that's what we're talking about. That's leaf mould. Obviously, if you know what wooded areas are like, they're probably some of the best things in nature. So that leaf mould obviously has to do something good. Which brings me on to the benefits of leaf mould. Basically, as leaves can contain twice the mineral content then of the same amount of manure, and it improves drainage and aeration of the soil, because obviously the worms and life in the soil were going to get in and drag it down and eat on it. And then leaves are also rich in trace elements, you know, with 50 to 80% of the nutrients of the tree can be found in the leaves, because as it's drawing out it from the soil and putting it into the leaves to grow, when the leaves die back, those things have to go somewhere. So, and it kind of reproduces it. Now, some people do say that leaf mould is actually quite low in nutrients, but it's more the mineral content, I guess. But of course, different trees have different minerals. You know, I think I've read some, like, if you used eucalyptus has like a weed suppressing mineral, which can be quite useful. Now, to make leaf mould, it is really simply, you just pile it up and let it rot down. Just scoop it, sweep it, whatever. Some of the easiest ways I discovered to do it was in just black bin liners. Just fill them up, then with a fork pop a few holes into them, throw them behind a shed and leave them to rot down. That's a very, very simple way, but I've moved on to that and built a dedicated bin, something a bit more sturdier. I've basically, as you see in the picture, I've made four uprights with four horizontals to give it some shape, and then put chicken wire around the side to hold it all into place. Others have recommended other ways of just like four wooden stakes into the ground and again chicken wire stapled into place. Anyway, you fill these up with a leaf mould and you leave them to rot down for a year or more. So this time next year it may be ready. Being that mine is sycamore, it's probably going to take a bit longer. So I may have to build a second one next year, but we'll cross that road nearer the time. But obviously, I think it's just better to leave it to rot down for a year. Now, the rotting down process may only leave sort of a quarter to a third of leaf mould compared to how many leaves you fill it in. So you don't really get a huge amount at the end. So you need quite a bit to start off with. But many gardeners do call it black gold. So how do we use leaf mould? Well, after rotting down, sieve it. The coarser stuff can be used as a mulch just to smother weeds around many plants and what have you. The slightly less coarser stuff can be put on the soil as a soil improver. Given a light forking in, or my preferred way. I have done leaf mould in the past. I've just really got into it this year, I guess you could say. But when I used it in the past in my research, they say fork it in. I'd like to leave it on the ground because that's how I like to do it and let the worms and stuff do it for me. The sort of no-dig method. Now, the really finely sift stuff can be used as a potting mix for starting young seedlings and what have you, when mixed with really finely sieved compost. So you could be making your own seedling starters and compost using leaf mould. So that could be saving a small fortune in years to come. As you know, I like to use compost anyway for pretty much everything. So I don't see the problem with this, and I'm going to carry it. And when I get leaf mould, I'm going to, as I say, sieve it down and mix it. Another thing it can be used for is a compost booster. You can mix it in with a compost just normally into the compost heaps, and get a fungal reaction into the compost as well. Or you can just throw your leaves when you rake them up in with a compost anyway, and that does work. You don't get leaf mould, you get compost, but it's still putting those leaves to good use. The only thing you can't really use is sort of things from evergreen leaves, such as pine needles. Now, pine needles are quite acidic, so they're good scattered around your blueberry bushes and stuff. But let's take the bay leaf, shall we say. That's an evergreen. They won't make a leaf mould as such, but you can throw them in with a compost heap and they'll help with the composting. They need the heat just to break down because they are evergreen. So there we go. That's leaf mould, really. A bit of a quick chat, really. I've done quite a bit of research into it and I could go for hours and hours on it, but I just wanted to give a quick of a bit of chat what I've learned about. So now I'm just going to quickly give a few updates on what's been going on the website, because I've made a few changes over this last week and what have you. And my aim with the website and the podcast and everything is to continually improve and get a better show for you guys out there, get better content and what have you. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is on Friday I released a bit of a news item. Now, I'm going to try and do that every Friday. Just saying, I've found during the week on news that I think sounds interesting. And I'll just release it on a Friday. Everyone can think about it and add the discussions to it and read the credits. I'll add links to the actual article. I never just do it myself. But I think it's interesting to see what's going on everywhere else. Friday's one was actually about Dundee Council spending £16,000 to improve their allotments, which I thought was fantastic at first. Well, I still think it's fantastic. When I read the article, I then read that September last year they spent another, was it 25,000? Something like that. Which means they spent £36,000 on these allotment sites over the last couple of years. All to stop vandalism. Vandalism, yeah. A taxpayer is paying for people who arseholes, to be honest. I can't stand vandalism, I can't stand theft. And this is taxpayers' money going to stop them. So that was my thoughts on that subject. I really don't mind the council investing in it. I think they need investment, I really do. But the fact that they shouldn't have to invest because it's vandalism is just... And this is mine and your money going towards it, the taxpayer. Anyway, I'll try not to get too political with things, but that's that. So if anybody out there sees a news article over this next week they think would be interesting, send it to me, and I'll end up publishing it. And I hope to do that every week. Next thing I done, I put a recipe up last week, which was sweet potato gremolata. And normally when I put my recipes up, it's either one I've created myself or... Well, it is one I've kind of created myself, but that can be really slow to get right on finding. And most people's recipes, even if they call it their own, they're adaptions of different recipes anyway. It's just their own take on it, which is kind of how most of my cooking is. So what I've decided to do, again, I'm trying for each week, get a recipe up online. Now, this, I'm not copying it, but I'm adding a link to the original recipe. And then I'm adding my own, how I've adapted it to suit my own needs, which is what you'll see on the recipe pages. So, and it's one I would have cooked that week. And I'm trying to keep it with stuff from the garden, so seasonal and what have you. So, yeah, that's the recipes, really. Again, if you got anything that you should think you should send me, please do. I always credit the people who create the recipes. Any chefs out there want to add their own recipes, then please do get in touch. I would love to hear that as well. But what I would say, if it's a recipe of my, or not of my own, but a recipe I've adapted, it's one that I've cooked myself. Next subject. Now, this is where I really want to hear and get your help, guys. I am now set up for Skype interviews. And I want to hear from anybody in the veg growing world, basically gardeners, organisations, charities, anything. Let me know if you're interested by emailing me. That's Richard at the Veg Grower Podcast. And we will organise a time that we can have a Skype chat. It'll probably be evenings. I'm aiming for Sunday evenings. It's going to be the best time for me. But we'll arrange that when we get in touch. If anybody's interested, I'll say it's interviews. It's more, we're going to be having a chat. Just tell me a bit about your gardening experiences and what you do, how you grow, what have you. Nothing formal, nothing amazing. You don't need any special equipment other than obviously your computer and the Skype software so we can chat. I record it on my laptop or on this end, and we will continue like that. Again, I'm telling you guys on the podcast because this is the basis of it, of my entire website. Once I will ask online for a few more people and on YouTube. I've got a few people I would want to chat, but I'm leaving it open for people who listen to the podcast first. And if perhaps you want somebody to come online and chat, then get them to get in touch. It'd be really appreciated. It really would. And I think the more I hear from you guys out there, the more we can all talk about it, the better the show will get. So my final update is, it's not one I'm entirely happy with as such, but I've got to say it. On the bottom of every webpage, every page on the website, there will be a link to do your shopping at Amazon. Basically, I'm doing a bit of affiliate marketing. I've got Amazon, and I'm trying to get Sutton's as well with their affiliate scheme. But what I'm going to say I would do, I will only, with affiliate, I will only do people that I would use, or have used, I should say, and am happy with. Now, there may be some companies out there that I haven't dealt with because of whatever reason. And if I end up affiliate marketing people I haven't used myself, well, I'm not going to be happy with that, but I will research everything. But at the moment, I'm not planning on really doing affiliate marketing without anybody I haven't used myself. Now, this affiliate marketing doesn't really mean, unless you're spending money anyway, it's going to cost you anything. All it is that I'll use Amazon. If how any of you support want to support the show and fund it to go forward, I'll come to that in a minute. You go to my website and you click on the link and then you do your Amazon shopping like normal. Doesn't cost you any more than what you would shop if you were going straight to Amazon. And I get credited with the commission, if you like. What that means is that the extra few quid here and there I may earn from it gets reinvested back into the website. And it could be things like, oh, I've just bought a microphone, which I'm happy with, but recording software, better stuff on the website that needs money to what are they called now, little programs and stuff that you have to pay for and what have you. I mean, at the moment it's got a bit of a cost of running this website, which I've shouldered myself, and I'm quite happy to do that. Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy to do that. I also know to really achieve the best show and the best website out there, I mean, that's probably getting a bit dreamy, but to really improve it, it's going to cost a few quid, and that's where I could do with a bit of support, if you don't mind. Again, I don't like having to do that, but I want to be realistic. So, as I say, yeah, if you want to support us, then please go to the Amazon link and do your shopping like normal. Okay, so that'll be it for this week. Thank you for listening. I think this is going to be probably one of the longest shows I've done with various things. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about next week yet. There'll be updates, as always, unless anybody gets in touch and we have a Skype interview. So with that, I'm going to wind up and close down for the night, or for the week. And I will speak to you all again next week. So goodbye, and thank you for listening.